Welcome to the Field Sales Leadership Guide podcast, where we discuss with experienced and successful sales leaders what works and what doesn't in the sales profession. Join us as we tap into high-performing sales leaders and their passion for field sales. We've lined up for you some of the smartest movers and shakers in sales leadership to share their formulas for success and the tricks of the trade. Join us as we pull back the curtain, giving you actionable insights and strategies that you can use with your sales team.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Field Sales Leadership Guide podcast. My co-host JT is not available today, so we brought in our friend of the show, Justin Liu, head of customer success here at Map My Customers. And he's going to talk to us today about a topic that we've been seeing more and more during both the new sales conversation process and then the training and onboarding process. And that is, how the heck does Map My Customers integrate with all of the other technology that I have at my company? So for manufacturing, distribution, wholesale, this looks a lot of like, how does this integrate with my website or my ERP system? For medical, it might be, how does this integrate with like a data warehouse or something like that? So we want to talk it through. And then, of course, we have other CRMs. So how does Map My Customers both communicate and then send information back and forth between these systems? So as technology kind of becomes more ubiquitous, like they all are kind of doing the same things, or you can kind of find those check marks on like, yep, it checks the box here, checks the box there. The question, like, what can this technology actually do, is becoming a lot less relevant than how does it work with the systems we already have in place. So that's kind of the shift I'm seeing in the world. But Justin, I really want to throw it back to you. Like, how do you see this shift, you know, integrations, making sure it works with your systems over check the box features? How do you see this affecting outside sales teams today?
Yeah, I think if anything, it's really an opportunity more than anything else. So there's, you know, with tech stack, you know, every company has all their different systems that they use. You mentioned ERPs, maybe different volume data for particularly in the medical space with physician decile rankings and other information like that. And, you know, obviously having that tied in with the CRM your field sales team is using is really important. And really, I think, again, it goes back to driving opportunities to help your sales team see the right people at the right time. And with that, you know, the more we can integrate that data and pull in information like, you know, year-to-date sales or other prescription volume information, you know, that really helps with the targeting and, you know, making sure that you're seeing people at the right time with various visits or even, you know, sometimes just follow-up calls and emails too. So if anything, there's a lot we can do, and my team really specializes in tying all that data together with you. And we'll talk more about different approaches, I'm sure. But if anything, it really, you know, as you've mentioned, just kind of having that interconnectedness, I think, is really key. And then, you know, it's really kind of up to you. And then we can work collaboratively on how we can, you know, make sure that that is actually driving value to the team and helping them give visibility and understand the health of their portfolio.
Yeah, I love that, Justin. That's amazing. And I think what I'm seeing, and you can, like, you know, agree, disagree with me, is companies in the manufacturing space or the health space or, you know, any other distribution, wholesale, et cetera, what's happened is because technology is becoming more ubiquitous, they've probably tried a lot of things. They probably tried a lot of CRMs. They probably tried a lot of ERPs. They probably tried a lot of data providers, and they didn't really work. So they're kind of like 7 times bitten, 8 times shy when it comes to all of these different technology providers, especially in the sales enablement space. So I think that this is becoming more important now because they've experienced what happens when the systems like don't talk to each other. And that is no one uses it, and it becomes this very siloed piece of technology that only one little part of the entire company uses. So the data almost becomes kind of meaningless. So they can't really help, like what you said, like communicate your systems back and forth.
Yeah, no, I mean, that I definitely agree with everything you're saying there. If, you know, if ultimately I have a system where I take orders in, and that's kind of the system of record, you know, if then my sales team is having to create and manage duplicates and another system that they're using to record their activities, their CRM, you know, that's not ideal. We want to be pulling that information in from the ERP or whatever order system that you may have in order to make things easy and help people know. Because then you also then get the order history of knowing that prospect you were talking to ultimately converted. And there's definitely devils in the details with all those sorts of things, but at least when it comes with my customers, that's something we can definitely help and try and make as seamless as possible for the sales team.
Yeah, love that. Okay, so I think we did a really great intro here. Why this is becoming an issue, why we're getting so many questions about it recently during, you know, new sales and training and onboarding process. So let's talk about the ways that we've seen companies do this really well. So integrate their tech stack really well. So I think there's like four key ways, and that is native integration. So that's kind of the gold standard. Like everyone wants the two systems to speak back and forth to each other natively, so they don't have to do any manual work to do that. We have an open API. That's kind of the silver standard. We have our SFTP, so like a nightly batch update or a CSV upload. I would say that's kind of like your bronze standard. And then we have Zapier, so, or other like workarounds. So there's almost like this system between the systems that kind of connects them through these like mini automations. So let's talk through each of these and how Map My Customers addresses them for our customers. So the first one, let's talk about native integration. So why is this the gold standard, Justin?
I would say a native integration is the gold standard just because your software vendor has done the work for you, essentially. So we offer native integrations with Salesforce, Zoho, Dynamics, and HubSpot, so with other CRM. So for companies that use those as a CRM of record, but for whatever reason, those solutions don't provide, you know, the mapping, routing, and really the tools necessary for field sales teams. You know, you can integrate that directly within Map My Customers. And native integration means that we have built a user interface for you to match up all your fields, and then both initially and then maintain that. So that way, let's say you add in new information, you decide to add a field into your CRM. We want to introduce a field to tier our accounts, tier A, B, C, that didn't exist before. It's as simple as finding the page and Map My Customers and then saying, I want to take that field from Salesforce and then integrate that to MMC. So it's really great, and just that a lot of the legwork in terms of the programming is done. And instead of having to have engineers map and you know, or IT resources map things and design, you know, how things map it and send data between two systems, instead, it's actually just a page and you can pick and choose, you know, which fields and how they integrate within Map My Customers directly. So it just, in terms of the initial setup and maintenance, it makes things so easy. It's something that doesn't require really technical resources at all, besides maybe an administrator just to allow to make the connection. And again, supports easy ongoing maintenance. So that's why I would say it's the gold standard. But, you know, if you aren't looking to integrate Map My Customers with a CRM, there's lots of the other solutions, you know, oftentimes do everything functionally that you need to do as well.
Yeah, love that. So lots of pros with a native integration. What are the cons? Like, or where do you see companies kind of go wrong when it comes to native integrations?
I would say just sort of, it's not so much a con, but just thinking through, you know, how that other system of record ties in with other systems you have. So for example, let's say you use another CRM, you know, let's say you use HubSpot as a CRM and you integrate that with Map My Customers. Maybe you have another system that's used again for that order management. And so then maybe there are some rules around where new companies should get created. And so maybe new companies should only get created in your order management system and then flow through to HubSpot and then to Map My Customers. That's fine. We just need to then work with you to identify some custom logic about how data syncs. back and forth, and just kind of identifying how, you know, your CRM may tie into other systems. Since we often need integrations with the CRMs, you know, how everything connects back and forth. And so usually it's not a problem. It's just something that requires some additional consideration and planning. And then also, you know, how we focus and then train your team on ultimately, you know, where certain key actions should take place as far as when creating new companies or updating existing information.
Yeah, that's awesome. The other one, I don't know if this is necessarily related to native integrations, but might just be like a consideration anyways, but it's really relevant because of like the CRM to CRM connection. And that is like, you do kind of have to have a user license for both systems. So you have to be like a user set up in HubSpot and then a user set up in MapMy Customers. So sometimes that could get a little confusing, I think.
Yeah, that's something, the key point too is, yeah, just what the way we pull in data from those CRMs is, it's based off of, you know, having a user account. So if someone is a MapMy Customers user and you want to pull in their data from HubSpot, then they need to have a HubSpot user account. That applies to the other CRMs too. Usually there are some creative solutions we can get into there as far as how data is owned if we need to get into that. But yeah, just you're correct in terms of, you know, making sure that we're mapping everything on a user level. The other benefit I should have mentioned in terms of native integrations too is just that, you know, the frequency of sending data back and forth can be virtually real time, at least the way we have it set up. It's not instantaneous, but it's in many cases within an hour and sometimes even faster than that. So it allows a lot of, you know, semi real time reporting to see in either system what activities have been recorded during a day, keeping up with the progress of your sales team.
Nice. Love that. Okay, cool. So we've talked native integrations as the gold standard. Let's move on to our silver standard, and that is an open API. So let's talk through that, Justin. What are the pros? What are the cons?
Yeah, with an open API, one of the pros is just that you can, you know, connect with any system via an open API. What that means is just that MapMy Customers offers the ability to send and receive data from MapMy Customers to any other system that also offers an API connection, which is virtually almost all software these days. We can connect with an ERP, we can connect with an order management system, we can connect with homegrown systems that you've built internally to, as long as they're able to send and receive data. So that's the pro, is that, you know, there's a lot of flexibility there. And really, you can do any key actions to, you know, create new companies, bring in new updates from either system. Essentially, you're just sending data back and forth between MapMy Customers and another system to keep them up to date in real time. So those are some of the pros, is just the flexibility and just the technological, you know, being very technologically robust. The con, I would say, is usually just in terms of the resources needed to program that. So that's something then you would then need to either have in-house IT resources or potentially look at contracting if you don't have the internal expertise to have someone do some coding and programming API connections between MapMy Customers and other software. So it's usually somewhat resource intensive on the front end to get set up. We've definitely partnered with other companies as they've integrated MapMy Customers with internal systems that they have, and they've built out API connections. We're here to have answer questions, but a lot of the development is initially with our customers to build out those connections there. And then there's typically an aspect of maintenance too, just as you want to introduce new data, or maybe there's a new feature in MapMy Customers that is released, and then you want to be able to connect that data to that new feature MapMy Customers to data in your other systems.
Love that. That's awesome. I don't really have anything to add there. I'm not as much of an API expert as I am in like native integrations and some other ones. So very well done. All right. So we've talked native integrations as the gold standard. We've talked open API as the silver standard. Let's get into bronze. And that is an SFTP or CSV upload. So a slightly more manual data integration.
Yeah, with MapMy Customers, you can upload data at any time in terms of just uploading, taking a spreadsheet. Let's say you went to a trade show and had new companies, you need to upload it. You can do that. And if you have questions, you can reach out to our support team for assistance in that process. But with an SFTP, or what's known as a secure file transfer protocol, those are as a way to automate uploading information. And so that we actually have many customers that rely upon this as their way to maintain an integration with MapMy Customers and an ERP or another internal system. And what the idea here is that you're either manually loading data into MapMy Customers, and from your external system on a regular basis, daily, weekly, monthly, whatever cadence of that makes sense. You know, we can work with you to program when that happens. And also many of our customers actually use it to get data out of MapMy customers to then send back to their other systems too. So you can send and receive data by uploading flat files or CSVs to comma separated value file on a regular basis. And so with these integrations, essentially you can automate that and make it so that it just runs on a regular basis. It does require some level of IT resources from IT resources to set up the automation. Basically, what you're doing is you're just setting something up to drop into a folder that we provide you. So it's like a virtual folder. You drop the new file in there. And oftentimes that's set up that it's not something that someone is doing on a daily basis. It's being pulled from your other system, put in the folder, and then MMC picks it up and then loads it into you. So it's really, you know, if it's something, I don't know how to do it personally, but most IT resources do. And if not, we do have some documentation can help answer some questions and to be able to get that set up. But it's something that typically requires maybe a day, maybe a little bit more than that, is work from an IT team to get set up. And it's very stable. The only downside is that the frequency of that at the most is daily, but oftentimes, you know, you may not need that information more than daily to send back and forth between systems. Whereas an API or native integration, you could do several times during the day or even up to hourly or potentially more frequently than that. The SFTP integrations, the highest level frequency we can support with that is on a daily basis. But if that works for you, this is oftentimes a great resource and kind of a good middle ground to get data syncing between MMC and other systems, and something that's not going to, you know, be a multi-week or potentially longer project for your IT team.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, we talk a lot about on the podcast, we talk a lot about it with our customers, as far as like a crawl, walk, run approach. So I think each of these addresses that really well. Like if you can't get a native integration, you don't have super advanced IT support on staff right now, then an SFTP is great. Like you said, there's documentation on how to do it. It's very simple to set up and it's a way to get your systems talking to each other, which is really the goal. So always keep the main thing, which is you just want data shared back and forth. So don't think that just because it's the bronze standard that it's somehow less value.
For sure. Yeah. And even sometimes we've had some customers go live and start using MapMy customers with just importing data from a spreadsheet without actually having the SFTP set up. Because, you know, while there's a lot of valuable data, maybe you're getting, again, that new monthly sales information, and that really helps your sales team know, you know, who to target based off of their order volume. But, you know, if that's not something that's updated, you know, daily in your internal systems anyways, you know, does that then need to be updated at MMC on a regular basis? You know, probably not. And so we've had some teams just give us a file, we import that, and then they can see their companies on the map. The sales team can at least start recording activities, get the benefits of their routing and efficiency and map my customers, while then while then they see the data as it existed upon that initial upload, and then we'll work on getting the SFTP or other integrations API set up over time over the next weeks or months following that initial upload.
That's awesome. So we talked a little bit about cons with SFTP, which is, you know, frequency is daily at the most frequent. Are there any maybe limitations to the CSV upload? Like, do we only support a certain amount of rows or columns or anything like that?
No limitations as far as number of rows or columns. The thing is, I would say, you know, the real benefit of an SFTP is the automation. It's that, you know, someone doesn't need to download a file from one system and upload it into another system. In order for that to make it work, the data just has to be really clean and I work between both systems. So just a small thing. So like, let's say a system you're trying to bring in data from internally to MMC, that data has their dates and the dashes. We need the dates with the slash in between the day, month, and year. You know, that data needs to be consistent. And so there needs to be a process to at least initially get everything really clean. So that way it can upload without an error. And so we know all those things. Those are things we typically help we work through and identify, but there's oftentimes some updates that need to get made in your internal systems in terms of how data is stored in order to get it syncing. So that way no one is like downloading a spreadsheet, cleaning it up, making the changes into a particular format of a field before it gets uploaded in MMC. I really just want that to run with zero kind of thought or active intervention from someone on your team.
Yeah, love that. Okay, great. So we've talked gold standard as native integrations, silver standard as open API, bronze standard as an SFTP or CSV upload. How about Zapier? That is like, or maybe it's Zapier. I think it's supposed to be Zapier rhymes with happier.
Yeah,
I think that's how it goes.
Yeah.
How have you seen folks either ask about Zapier, use Zapier? What are the pros and cons there?
Yeah, I mean, Zapier, for those who are unfamiliar with it, it's a tool. It basically allows you to make API connections with little or to no programming knowledge. And there's a lot of built-in connections. So now my customers can integrate with Zapier. I think it's good for some things like maybe something like a MailChimp or something like that, or maybe you want to send some emails out to customers and MailChimp has a Zapier integration too. There are plenty of other examples, but that's just one that comes to mind where, hey, I want to take the customers from MMC, pull them into MailChimp because then I can track and send mass emails and track the performance of those campaigns. So it's basically, it's a convenient way to get data from one system to another. You can design what they call zaps that when certain events happen, it sends data from one system to another. So maybe as a new contact is created, send us to Zapier. So then it exists in my Zapier database, my MailChimp database, and then can use it to send send emails. So that's an example there. I would say it's a way to get data from one system to another with less programming knowledge, particularly than something like building an API integration from scratch. Just building on that MailChimp example, you know, MailChimp, I think, has an API. So you could build that, but then you're building it from scratch, whereas Zapier makes it so that it's, you know, you don't have to actually build it from scratch. There's kind of a bridge that exists between these two systems in the first place.
Nice. And where should folks, so like, this sounds great, right? Like, oh my gosh, like someone's done all the coding work for me. Why can't I just use that? So what are some like cautions or like red flags you would say when using Zapier?
Just that, you know, it's not no coding resources, no coding knowledge. I would say there's some level of knowledge there. And then just kind of knowing how the systems talk back and forth to each other. You know, in terms of the level of support provided, it is, you know, like because you're using a third party to connect to two systems, you know, it's kind of, if there's any failure points, it's sometimes hard to diagnose where that may be happening, and just getting everything set up. Additionally, my understanding is Zapier is pretty reasonable in cost, but there are costs in terms of the zaps and number that you send before. So just making sure to keep track of, you know, budgeting for what you think will happen in terms of sending data back and forth to another. I think if you were to use it, it's probably best just to get, hey, I want to get my contacts from one system into another. Potentially, you could use that to get data into MMC too. But just again, since you're using multiple pieces to connect everything, if there are any failure points, it just may be a little bit harder to connect. You know, we're always happy to help with that. You know, look into anything if something does arise, but you're just introducing a lot more information there and multiple systems to have to keep track of.
Yeah, I think I've heard a few folks try and do almost like a Zapier connection with a larger system, like an ERP or something.
Yeah.
And that's like, to your point, the more complex the system that you're transferring data from, the higher likelihood of the zap failing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, great. This is fantastic, Justin. So we have gold standard as native integration, silver standard open API, bronze standard as our SFTP and CSV upload. And then we have Zapier, which we didn't include only because, to your point, Justin, Zapier kind of owns that connection. It owns that coding knowledge. So keeping it in-house is always a really good thing. So use it, but be cautious. So wrapping it all up, we talk to outside sales leaders every day, both Justin, me, JT, even though he's not here, and we've seen, you know, three big things be really successful. And that's getting rep buy-in from the very beginning, so making it super, super easy to use, having managers bought in from the very beginning, and three, these integrations, so making sure the technology speaks to each other. So Justin, do you want to wrap it up with like any other thoughts as far as like success, those three big things, you know, ease of use for the reps, manager buy-in, and then integrations with other systems?
Sure. Well, I mean, we talk about all the time, at least in terms of Mount My Customers, on ease of use for the reps. And that's really, I think, where we try and focus the most on is making sure that, you know, if you're going to implement a CRM, particularly for field sales, that it's actually something that they're going to use. Because if they're not going to use it, you don't get the benefit of the institutional knowledge, recorded history. And then also from a sales rep perspective, too, that I see and can easily access my notes and understand it. If I'm not going to, you know, take the time to record that information, then it's not benefiting anyone. It's not benefiting me. It's not benefiting my manager. It's not benefiting the company there too. So, you know, I think we talk a lot about that, and that's kind of just the given. On manager buy-in, obviously, you know, with that, what we love to see is that the management team is really, you know, mandating usage of My Customers or whatever CRM you use, but, you know, ideally MMC, in terms of mandating the usage and saying that your, you know, activities, deals do need to be logged in the CRM. So that way you have that recorded. The benefit is tying back to the integrations here is that if you do have other systems, you know, like your other CRM, such as your Salesforce, SoHost, Dynamics, you know, that activities will tie back into those systems too with the native integration. So you have that automatically there. You know, we can tie activities back to an ERP too. That may or may not make as much sense in terms of sending activity data back, but then, you know, that you have that volume to be able to see, you know, what activities are done that ultimately lead to, you know, revenue producing customers. And that's really where I think the value of this information and integrations comes in. So manager buy-in in terms of, you know, mandating usage and then coaching their team to follow through, I think is key. And then, you know, ultimately, you know, your tech stack is going to be, for every company, it's going to be unique to you. But again, those integrations are key and making sure that it is tying you back forth all the places. That way I'm getting the relevant, if I'm a sales rep, that I'm getting the relevant data coming in terms of who is an active customer, maybe who's expired, or maybe, you know, different order volume information. That helps me, because then if that flows in through Map My Customers, then I can see that information on a map. So that way, if I'm planning to visit the west side of my territory today, I can see, you know, which accounts do or don't need attention and then target them strategically during my field visits. So, I mean, that's really where the value comes in terms of integrating this data. And then we talked about, you know, then from anything recorded about My Customers, you can also send it back to other systems too, to then get, you know, what you're capturing in MMC, the notes, the activity volume, and other information like that, I think really helps everyone too. So, you know, having that integrated tech stack really helps drive the value and ultimately hopefully leads to, you know, more, you know, in-person meetings, more closed one deals, and then ultimately more revenue, because that's the end goal for most of our customers.
Nice. Love it, Justin. That was fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on to the Field Sales Leadership Guide podcast as a friend of the show. We hope to see you back again, of course. And thank you for walking us through the integration process. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Mary. Happy to be here, and look forward to coming back sometime soon.
Thanks so much.